Good morning.
Love Talk Radio.
You are a woman. You are an executive. You are a student. You are a mom. You are an entrepreneur. You are anything you choose to be. You are a woman of infinite possibilities and endless opportunities. Now here's your host for today's show.
Good morning. This is Sybil. It is Monday morning, Labor Day long weekend, and so I'm hoping that you're having a great long weekend and that the September scheduling is underway. I know September is such a large month of shifting us out of the schedule and the freedom that summer often brings us, and it asks us to come right back in and get into more of a regular schedule, especially those of us that have raised children and have homes where there's lots of activities that now start up again. So it can also be a very stressful time for families when you take something that's been very wide open and then we pull it back and contain it. You're ready for that, right? You're ready for September and you're really, really used to doing that. So anyways, I just welcome you here on this Monday morning. And our talk today is Dharma and karma. Now, of those two words, karma is the one that we hear in pop culture way more than you would hear the word dharma. So karma is often thrown around saying, you know, that's your karma. Basically, if you put out good energy, you're going to get back good energy. Or if you do something cruel to somebody, that's going to come back and bite you. So that's just a very simple way of defining and using the word karma. So I'll get back to karma in a moment. I'm going to start actually with dharma. So dharma, when we look at the philosophies coming out of Eastern philosophies, and the book that I'm leaning into today for this teaching is a very old teaching, 2,000 years ago, written around the same time as the Bible. And it's known as the Bhagavad Gita. And the word Gita is song. So it's the song, and Bhagavad is the beloved. So that which we love, right? The things that we love. And most often we think of any sort of relationship with the divine, the holy, things that we believe that are greater than ourselves. And so these teachings are non-religious per se. They're spiritual, but non-religious. They're not talking about one specific religion or the other. And so this is a beautiful story. So it's a beautiful song or a story. And some of this teaching comes from that book. So you can resource it. It's one of the old, old, well-followed, old spiritual teachings. Okay, so that's that. That's where this information is coming from. Dharma is often thought of as our purpose, and that's what I put in the title, our purpose. And many, many folk, when we first start studying Dharma, we think of that as we go through our lives, we would figure out what it is we're really meant to do here. What is it that my purpose is? What am I as an individual here at this time? What is it that my greatest skills and my greatest talents will lead me towards so that I can make a difference? Yeah. And that in its biggest form is what it is. But when we look at breaking down the word dharma, dharma is considered that which supports or is the foundation or is the integration of the support of things that are the whole. Right? So the things that are the whole, meaning this whole environment that we're in, this whole world, the way that the world and the community works, dharma would be that which supports it. So if I can bring it down even more into maybe really an easy visual, if you're standing or sitting in a room, the Dharma would be the walls. The walls support the room staying up and whole. Okay? Dharma could be considered even the rules and regulations that we have in the community. So if you have, let's say, a neighborhood community, the Dharma could be the guidelines that are given for that neighborhood so that the neighborhood functions as a whole and hopefully it functions well, right? So Dharma is the support or the foundation or the integration of things that hold together the things that are bigger, the whole, the bigger part, okay? And when we look at karma, karma is more about these struggles and joys that we come into this world in. Right? So each of us, as we come in and as we are in this life experience at this time, so who I am now, I was born at a certain time, I've lived my life for the years that I have, and my karma is everything that is laid out to be the struggle that is me. Okay, so I have certain things that I struggle with, and a lot of it comes from my family of origin, the time at which I was born, the schooling, the education that I was provided, the cultural influences that were around at the time. So I was born in the 60s. So I had the influence of the 70s and the 80s as I was young. I had the 90s and the 2000s as I was starting my family life. I had the 2000s to 2016 as I parented and then moved away from parenting of my children. So each of those chunks of time had influence on the struggles that I had, put pressure on, or gave me challenge. Right? So my karma is how it is that I succeed and how I fall down. Right? So it's both. It's both how I'm fabulous and how I can actually drive myself a little nuts about how I am and how I live my life. Okay, so we're going to look at these two concepts in regards to our business. So if we could think of the whole, and I was talking about the whole, W-H-O-L-E, the whole, would be my business. So my business is an entity. And so as I look at my whole, I want to look at my Dharma is everything that I do that supports moving forward well, easily, with ease, with joy, with freedom, with all those things. Now, my karma is who I am as a person and how I work within that unit of my business. So let's do a little exercise. Let's get us thinking and let's get us each of us to just grab a piece of paper and write down the five things that you know are your five struggles. So if you were just to list your five struggles that you have, and before you go off, I'll list mine really quickly, and I'm going to make up some, and some of them are going to be true, and some of them I'm going to make up. But if I was to list five, I would maybe say that my desk gets very cluttered. I could say that I get nervous about being in public in venues with other people. I could say that I don't like using the telephone, and I don't like phoning or calling or talking to anyone over the phone. I could say that my filing system is a mess, and so I don't file very well. And the last one is, let's say, I don't like asking for help. Okay, so those could be my five things. I don't like asking for help. I don't like going out and being in public and venues. My desk is a mess. I don't like to file, whatever the other one. And that simple. All right, so I'm going to give you a minute and a half to write down your five things that you think are a struggle for you in your business. Okay, so now you're going to narrow it down to your top three. And your top three are going to be the three that have been around the longest. So the three that are not new problems or the things that you know you even had this problem maybe outside of your business, maybe as a small child or as a teenager. But it's something that's been around for a while. Okay. Now write down your top three. All Okay, so you've got your top three. So these, we could say, are our karmic struggles. These are the things that, if left unattended to, that they could trip us up. They could get in our way and they could trip us up a little bit. Okay. Now, our dharma, one of the key things with dharma is there's this beautiful, beautiful quote or segment from this beautiful teaching, the Gita, and I'm going to read it to us. It says, when one's action is performed as sacred offering, free from attachment, with neither lust nor hatred, without desire for the fruits of one's action, then the action is pure. And so where I want to guide us to is we want to be in our dharma making these pure action, or action that is pure. What does that mean? It means I'm doing it for the pure love of the whole, right? I love my business. I want my business to bring me satisfaction. I want my greatest skills to shine. These are things that are in the current moment. I'm not looking at my dharma, right? How I am in my business, my purpose, for the fruits of my labor, so that I could be successful, or that I could be popular, or that I could make lots of money. Those are end results that might happen along the way. We want to stay clear that our dharma is everything, every choice that we make that supports the whole. So now I want you to quickly write down next to those three karmas, what are the three things that you know that you can do? Well, one thing, let's just do one thing. What one thing you do that would support or integrate or be more foundational, and that choice that you make, you know, will help you feel more joy, more sense of fulfillment in your business. So we have these. We have our karma in our life, right? These petals in the philosophy of yoga, we actually think of them as petals that we are looking to let them all away. And I have these karmic petals, these things that get in my way a little bit. I'm working to my dharma, to my choices of things that I do every day that I know support and integrate me into my business. I'm working at hoping that, not hoping, but working towards letting these karmic petals fall away. So I'm a flower, letting the things that don't work so well fall away. So what's left is the beautiful part of me that becomes my purpose. My purpose of who it is and how I am and what I do in my world and my work is really just my part of me, because I'm allowing all these struggles to fall away by making good choices every single day. So I'm going to send you off into September with this idea that if you every single day just make choices that make you feel like you're integrating and bringing together nourishment and foundation into your business, you will absolutely start to see your greatest self come forward. And with that greatest self come forward, you will find great purpose in why it is you do what you do. So I'm wishing you a happy September, and I will see you back here next month. Have a great, great weekend, rest of your day, I guess, not weekend, rest of your day, and I will see you in October.